Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Kakadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week we saw Bring Her Back, directed by Danny and Michael Philippou, starring Billy Barrett, Soar Wong, Jonah Renn Phillips, and Sally Hawkins. Join us on the spoiler-filled car ride home.
Father?
Yeah.
You're just trying to get out of the Costco parking lot safely?
I'm just trying to get out of all of this.
What do we see?
I have no earthly idea.
They told you the title in the beginning.
No.
And they said it back. They no. said it. Okay, what would you name it?
Don't Watch.
Oh my God. What would you genuinely name it if you were naming that movie that you just saw? If you had to name it. Oh my God.
Death, Grieving, and Way Too Much Blood.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, I don't think that's really going to catch on. That's more like a review title rather than a title of a movie.
What was it called?
Bring Her Back.
Oh, Bring Her Back. Okay, I can see the title now. Makes some sense.
More than Death, Grieving, and Too Much Blood.
I don't know. I think mine's a little more on tune.
I think theirs is a little more nuanced, but...
When have I ever been nuanced? All right, try to give a synopsis of this horrible
horror film. It's very simple. A grieving woman tries to bring back her daughter from the dead.
You make that sound so sweet.
What part of that is sweet? And it is kind of sweet.
Oh. Go ahead, continue.
I liked it.
What is wrong with you?
What? I didn't like it as much as the... Okay, here's what I'm going to say, which is going to be crazy and is probably going to make you talk to Mom about my mental health. I thought this was not as bleak as their first one.
Oh, my
I thought this
word.
Was kind of uplifting. That there's, like, a little bit of hope in this one. In their first movie, Talk to Me, I felt like there was
Who are they?
No, these two brothers, Danny and Michael.
Did they go through unbelievable trauma?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they were YouTubers who became...
What?
I'm, like, what? Pretty sure. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure they used to be YouTubers, and now this is their second feature. Talk to Me was their first, and then now we have Bring Her Back. They're really into the three-word title.
I'm really struggling here, because it was...
So what didn't you like?
Everything.
You didn't like any... You didn't like anything.
No. And the one thing I did like died.
The boy?
Poor Andy. Yeah. Why did he have to die?
Because he was trying to fight for his little sister.
Yeah, so? Why does he have to die? Why can't we have a happy ending when him and his sister get to leave?
With all due respect...
Why did Oliver get to survive?
With all due respect... Oliver should have survived,
Oliver,
too.
Sure. But Andy... But Andy, I knew. I cared about Andy.
Yeah.
I wanted Andy out of the poor guy... Beaten by his father, then watches the guy die, and then tries to pretend he's an okay guy because his sister won't know about how horrible he was, and then he dies?
Yeah.
What? You are going to counseling Monday morning, first thing, and every day for the rest of your life.
I'm fine.
You
I
are not fine.
I just thought it was a good movie.
Okay, I will say the portrayal was fine. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pretend I liked it for a minute.
Yeah?
And said, there's something wrong with it.
What's wrong with it?
So it wanted to be a supernatural omen
Not
meets
really.
The... what? Yeah,
no.
that's how it portrayed itself for the first two thirds. And then it tried to be caring about a mother's grief.
It was all about a mother. It was all about
everyone's...
That,
but the fact that they start off with this... You know, demonic, whatever that was.
No,
what
it's was, just, it's a ritual to bring her back from the dead. That's what they were doing. That's the tape that she's obsessively watching.
It wasn't
watching.
Just a ritual. This was...
No, it was a ritual. And it was somehow related, and I...
You imply that a ritual doesn't have, like, a whole level of demonicness
no,
to it, and...
No, it might not. It might be a fun ritual. Well, but I think, and I need to rewatch it, because I think that the marks under the eye...
Oh, of Oliver?
Of Oliver, were, like, when you, when it opens and we see, like, the VHS foot, the grainy camcorder footage.
Oh, not the embryo that was somehow stuck on a...
No, Dad, that wasn't even, that movie hadn't started yet. That was just
What was that?
That was just the production company.
Oh, and that's when I said, I'm out right there. I didn't need to see anything more than that. Just the opening production company slide. I'm done. Take me home. I'm not going to sleep tonight over
Dad,
this.
You, okay. And I gave you two choices. I said, you can watch Friendship, about male friendship.
Which also looked like it was going
or bring her
sad,
back.
Bad too. Granted, not at this level
not
of gore.
Not at this
gore.
Level. You had all of the facts.
And
you
I
watched
asked,
both
and I,
trailers.
And I said, my dear daughter, why don't you pick this movie?
No, I said, I let you pick.
And then I said, no,
no
whatever
you said,
pick
which
is fine.
One's better for the audience? And I said, well, then you know which one I'm picking.
But at
I
the
gave
end
you
of it,
out.
You put the audience above me.
I know, because I
this
gave
is
you
worth
an
it.
Out. I gave you an out. I don't want to hear it.
How about the car in front of us? License plate.
Nosferatu?
With skull and crossbones on the... It's a little disturbing after what we just... Oh, look. Watch more horror movies. Is there a bumper sticker?
Oh, my
sticker?
Gosh. They probably were in the movie. And they're
oh,
with us.
There's something wrong with everyone around me.
Roll down the window and ask
no.
what they thought about bringing her back. Okay, which part... All right, so let's play a fun game, and I don't know the answer to it. Which part do you think made people throw up?
All of it?
No, be serious. Which part do you think made people throw up? Because
Oliver
I was fine.
Peeling off his own skin while eating it?
I was going to say when he chewed on the knife.
Oh, that was... Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to forget these elements. I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere.
Chewing on a knife
I
like
don't
that?
Think that's ever been... filmed ever.
You don't think about that when like the
no I don't think about sticking a knife in my mouth and start a kitchen knife and start chewing
no,
on it.
No, okay, me neither. You didn't let me finish. You don't think about what could go wrong when the sword swallower people when something goes wrong, because that's what I think about, and I guarantee you that's how that scene came about. When the people at the circus are just swallowing the sword.
Those are rubber swords.
I don't think they are.
I know they're not.
Okay, so, but you liked the performances?
Liked is the wrong word.
Dad, it's
I respected
a movie.
The performances.
You didn't think the mom was hot?
The mom? No.
Okay.
Sorry,
just
whoever
one
the
of
actress
us, I guess.
Is. No, she didn't, not my type. Although I do have a lot of questions about, Child Protective Services in Australia. They really have to do a lot of more research.
They really do. They're like, oh, she's worked with us for 20 years. Let's just throw her some kids. But I assume...
After they know that her daughter died, I don't think...
I think you can still care for a child.
You probably could, but you probably need to go to extensive therapy.
Well, they thought that she was able to handle it better than others because she's a counselor. I don't think that that's...
Come to the house once before they let her adopt the child.
And what are you going to... You're going to see...
You would notice that Oliver's door is locked. You didn't even get to see
Oliver,
a third of
Oliver
the house.
Oliver seems to be a recent...
But they just put the child in there. What's her name?
Piper.
Piper and Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, they just put them in there. So you would have to done... Have to gone and done a... you know, look at the house, see how everything was. Even if you knew the
like
person,
that's probably true.
That's why Australia is not the place for a child.
Oh my! I don't. I'm
this
not
does
really...
not make Australia look good at all.
Why?
What do you mean?
Do you want to talk about the amount of horror movies that we have made?
Oh, there's a lot of things that are a problem.
Right.
We don't look good at.
So I don't. This is not like I don't think Australia cares. It's not going to hurt their tourism numbers.
I don't know. They bankrolled it. Australia Film, whatever, was on the,
yeah.
on the opening credits. So they contributed to this
well, people,
image of Australia.
Okay, well, I hate to break it to you, but this is a... Is that another Bronco?
Yeah, it is
your
another
car?
Bronco, yeah.
Your dream car?
Not my dream car, but continue on.
This movie is getting great reviews.
What? What?
I'm going to write a good review about it.
What is... what?
But
what,
I don't think it
why
went...
Why do people want this? Why?
I cried.
You keep to... Oh, my word.
I cried at the end when she's in the car that rescued her, and then she sees the plane flying, and she feels like that's
yeah,
her brother.
Poor, yeah. Poor Andy is flying away in a plane. But Andy...
Like, what did you want?
I want Andy to survive and maybe have a chance with Piper to have something of a joyful life of any sort. Not the poor guy went from horrible to worse in this movie.
You watched the trailer, and I don't know how you watched that and thought, yeah, something good's gonna come out of this. But I would also argue that
I didn't expect anything good to come out of it, but I didn't expect to care about Oliver. Sorry, Andy.
No, you hate Oliver.
Oliver's fine.
He doesn't deserve to get saved. We don't even know
anything about Oliver at all.
It doesn't matter. The kid's name is Connor, first of all.
I know. Why did he get a name Oliver?
Because that was the name of her nephew.
What nephew?
Oh my God, did you watch the movie?
I tried to sleep at the beginning.
Oh my God.
And the whole movie wouldn't let me sleep. I needed to take a nap, and I got nothing because it was just disturbing me all the way through.
I feel like it woke you up, though. You barely talked on the car ride over, and now you were just fired up and mad.
I am fired up and mad.
Wide awake for the Tonys tonight. The duality of man, you know?
This is not uplifting.
I
don't know why people want to write this stuff. And then
because
film
it. Sometimes life isn't uplifting. I don't understand.
Then it can be serious. I don't need...
This was serious. I don't get why...
I feel like too many people are going to come and enjoy this for all the wrong reasons.
Then. No, people are sad.
I don't know. I think there's people that are...
No, because those people are going to Final Destination. Do you not see how the two versions of violence are very different?
Both of them, I wanted the people to survive.
Okay, but like the presentation of violence
this
in
was
Final
just
Destination
disgusting.
And the final and the pro okay, I, like what
it
are
was
we doing
it not?
Here then? Well, yeah.
Okay,
but
what's
I didn't
the difference?
Think that I was.
There
gonna
was
watch
a lot
happy,
of blood
time.
And smashing in Final Destination too.
But they're presented in very different manners. Final Destination, you were going for the thrill of the kill. that's the purpose of that.
That's crazy, as you say.
Oh my gosh! Do you want to bring up your wife's noting of your hypocrisy or no?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
This morning.
I wasn't listening. I left.
Oh, my
Let's
gosh.
Move on.
Because you do remember and you don't
actually,
want me
don't,
to say
it. Actually, I have no idea.
When Mom was like, why do you care about all the violence in Final Destination when you love all the John Wick movies and there's just utter violence in those?
If we go back, did we record something for John Wick?
Are you joking?
No, I can't remember.
Ballerina?
No, not this John Wick. How about the previous John Wicks?
No.
No?
No.
We saw those together.
Yeah, but that was before.
Before? Okay. I didn't like the violence in John Wick.
Then what do you have with John Wick?
That's the problem, right? It was sort of the action, the movement.
Which is arguably what Final Destination is too, just in a different font.
A different font.
It is so much of Final Destination is practical, especially this new one. Like remember when he gets sucked into the MRI?
Oh, the kid with the tattoos and
and
the
piercings
things.
And everything.
Sure.
That was practical. They had somebody be the legs in the MRI, and then he, like the actor, is his body up there, and so he's getting yanked through. Like, they made a practical stunt effect to be able to do that. Yeah. So much of what Final Destination and the Bloodlines did was practical, which is the same thing that you can say about John Wick, is so much of it was the practical stunts people doing cool stuff. Arguably, it's about stunts in film, both of those two movies. But the violence in Bring Her Back is not going for that. You're not going for the thrill. It's going to make you feel uncomfortable, to make you question what you would do with the lengths of your grief and your own loss and things like that, to make you uncomfortable, to make you look at the lengths someone will go.
I want to go to a movie and just enjoy myself.
Oh my God. Then we should have gone to Friendship.
That didn't look happy either.
Why? It's male loneliness epidemic.
I'm okay to go watch Megan 2. That looked like fun.
Oh my gosh. And Megan 2 is probably going to annihilate a bunch of people. Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
That was the whole thing of the first one. I don't understand. You can't. This is what I mean about contradictions.
Life is contradictions, Tina.
I know, but like, you can't see how the two things are different.
I can see, I just can't enjoy. It's very, I
understand. I don't, you're not going to bring her
point.
Back to enjoy it.
I.
Look, a Bronco. That's like 8 in our little drive to the movie theater.
But they're all Bronco sports, because you don't even know what the real Bronco looks like.
I've seen OJ.
Oh, really? Cut this out.
Anyway, I don't think you're going to bring her back to, like, have a... I mean, I had a fine day at the cinema. nice Sunday afternoon. Nice. But I, for me, my issue is, day of rest. It wasn't, like, I left with such a visceral, like, emptiness after Talk to Me. And I, my friend told me that this one, that Bring Her Back, was, like, much bleaker. And I didn't feel that way at all.
Oh, my word. What is the other one like?
Fire it up. No. I think it's on HBO. But that one left me with, like, such a feeling of, like, oh, gosh.
Okay, from a practical perspective.
Yes.
Your love, what's, what, the mommy? The mother?
Ew, don't call her a mommy. Ew.
The
Sally,
the mother.
Hawkins. Yes.
Is that who that is?
Okay. Yes.
How, first off, why? What? And then how did she bring those bodies back into the house? So
she's ripped.
She wasn't, because she could barely pull little Piper out to the pool.
Okay, well, she's
somehow
gone. Because
she managed to bring
out.
In,
oh, no,
she was bleeding out before that. Somehow she managed to bring Andy back in, and then she's also able to bring the lady from Child Protective Services.
Wendy should have just sent the cops.
No way. Her name is Wendy.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of the? Oh no, that was Barbara from Stranger Things.
Barb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I thought there was a connection there.
Not even like.
No.
I don't. That's fine with me. Like, you get surges of adrenaline, the highs and lows. You know. Moms lift cars, you know.
Why did she bother? Just leave them outside.
She didn't know if more cops were coming.
If they're going to come, they're going to come inside, and there was blood everywhere. So
I don't know.
I don't see the purpose of.
Maybe not in Australia. Maybe the cops aren't like that. Right. Yeah, I liked it. Again, not as bleak as I think I felt that I wanted it to go.
Maybe
but.
You watch too many movies. You're just becoming jaded about life.
No, because I guarantee you if I threw on Talk to Me again, I think it would, like, really wreck me. But what are you going to do?
Okay.
What do you want to rate it out of? Little bloodshot
teeth.
Eyes? No.
No?
I don't like the teeth.
That was, this, if you want disturbing, that was exceptionally disturbing. The kid chewing on a knife.
You didn't really see it. You want to do knives?
No.
Okay, well, there's not really much else.
Well, then you're going to go with knives.
I'm trying to think what... Oh, my gosh. I've never seen someone successfully throw a boomerang.
Okay. Stick to
sorry,
the topic.
I've just never seen that before.
They're not throwing it successfully.
You threw it pretty more successfully than I've ever thrown
no,
it.
No, they're throwing it to each other. That's not the way
it
a boomerang...
It curved back, and the kid had to walk to it. See? Yeah. That's more success than I've ever had. Okay. Freezers.
Sure.
Yours?
For me personally?
Oh my gosh.
A -5.
Okay, you can't do
okay.
minus.
For anyone that's into some kind of horror genre, want to be depressed for the afternoon, I'll give you a 2.
I did 3.5.
Okay. Bye, Tina.
Bye.
That's it for this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. You can find all of our episodes on movieswithmydad.com or the streaming platform of your choosing. You can also send us an email at movieswithmydadpod@gmail.com. My dad is desperate to hear from you. You can find me, Tina, on Blue Sky at Tina Cacadellis, or on Letterboxd at Tina_DOCX. You can find my dad at the local Lowe's. Tune in next week when we head back to the movies.